rooftop party in Vegas where a guy named Anton, an escort that gets apparently, allegedly, passed around celebrity circles, was banging somebody, possibly a celebrity's wife, in January in Vegas. And there was 7 to 8 people just sitting around the hotel room watching, some that were celebrities. The defense attorney argued, we need to have these names public, otherwise this is not a fair trial. And Maureen Comey, the government, was like, no, we have to protect these names. Why? Oh, it's because it's the same thing she did during Ghislaine Maxwell. That's why we never got any names. So, people can speculate, but right now the judge decided to agree with Maureen Comey. We're not getting the names.
James Comey's daughter always seems to be a part of everything from Epstein to the highest echelon of cases. Why would Comey's daughter be allowed under Pam Bondi's Department of Justice? I would have removed her immediately. Immediately. Not just because of the case, but because of the information that they learn while they investigate the case. See, not everything that they know, they prosecute.
I said, I think it'll be like all the other cases, and she'll put on a show trial, and they'll limit all the information, they'll suck up all the witnesses, and then all the lawsuits filed on Ghislaine Maxwell, all the lawsuits on P.D., all the other lawsuits on NXIVM and all, I mean, it's just hundreds of organized sex trafficking pedophile cases, not just Epstein, get sent to her. And then her daddy famously controlled the files and used it for control, just like J. Edgar Hoover did. The CIA would find pedophiles, not just in Afghanistan, but other countries, and put them in charge as mayors and as council members and as village leaders, because they found they were the most loyal and didn't even want money. They just wanted kids. But they would get angry and say, we want more Viagra. That was in the news, that the CIA had to fly in cases, pallets of Viagra for all the mayors in Afghanistan and had to supply them with little boys. This is their management system. This is how they control things. You know the people going to Epstein Island and Zorro Ranch and Peter Nygaard, similar facility in the Bahamas. They know they're going to be videoed raping kids. And it's not 15, 16-year-old girls. That's because in these cases, they limit it to those girls.
Epstein told me he worked with the CIA. The FBI tried to get me there to interview me. They only wanted to interview me in person. They would not interview me over Zoom. They organized emergency visas for my son and I. They were arranging for us to be put in first class flights, 5-star hotels, but my child's father wouldn't let us travel. So thank goodness, in fact, because a lot of weird stuff happened with a lot of the girls who were interviewed by the FBI. And it's very frightening, like I said, not just for the victims, but for everyone in the world, when we're all being lied to like this.
4 months ago, Bondi raided it like she said she'd do the day after she learned it happened. They refused to turn it over. They kicked the FBI head out. The FBI raided the FBI. And then Bondi did the right thing, talked about it on the TV, sent the files out. And then I've talked to the FBI, multiple sources. They said, yeah, almost no one is volunteering to go watch it or investigate it. And I can't blame people at the end of the day. I would want to go look at 14 terabytes of kids getting raped. But some of them signed up for that, so you know, they're stepping up. But why aren't hardly anybody reportedly willing to investigate? It's not just that they don't want to watch kids getting tortured. You think they want to take on the globalists, Bill Gates and people, the King of England? They know your family gets killed. So the reason we've gotten in this position is that evil understands that and gets people to commit such horrible acts that then society just doesn't even know how to process it. And then when evil gets away with that, all these other evil people see it and join in and they like it. And they go, my goodness, this is a free reign. And the evil grows and grows and grows and grows until it brings down society. We're going to go over the edge into a cultural, spiritual.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue.
I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this evening. We will be taking your calls over the course of the next several hours. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and give out the number right now, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. In the meantime, I've got plenty of content to go over with you in terms of clips and breaking analysis. The biggest story over the course of the last several days has been the fact that rumors have been swirling, reports have been swirling that Dan Bongino is threatening to leave the FBI as deputy director. It was allegedly the case that he was threatening to leave if Pam Bondi stays. Obviously, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel have both issued statements that they're staying. Trump has come out and said that Pam Bondi's doing an absolutely great job, despite the fact that I can't think of one thing that she's accomplished since she's been in this office other than bragging about capturing 204 pedophiles over the course of a 7-day period and maybe filing some lawsuits against California about boys being in girls' locker rooms. That's about it. In fact, I don't know a single thing that she's really accomplished in her entire career other than the positions that she's held, but not what she's done while she was in those positions. I can't think of a single thing that Scam Blondie has accomplished ever. So when you're saying that she's doing a good job, please tell me what the f*** you're talking about, because I've got no idea what you mean, anywhere, anyone, anytime. In fact, I think that the DOJ would probably be operating better if there wasn't an attorney general at all, because I'm told that not only is she doing a bad job, but she's keeping other people from doing their jobs. And she just goes on Fox News more often than anybody else who's even paid to be on Fox. She's on more often than I see anybody else on Fox. Just going on, hey, it's so good to be here. So good to be on Fox News. Listen, we are going over thousands of documents. Shut up. The only good thing that she's accomplished as attorney general is putting together the file to get all the J6 prisoners pardoned. And that, you know, that is the one thing that has made me totally confident that my vote in Donald Trump was the right thing. I mean, if he does nothing else over the course of the next 3.5 years, the fact that he pardoned and commuted all the sentences of all the J6ers is enough for me. Rosie O'Donnell, in the meantime, clip 38 here in a second, responds to Trump saying he's considering stripping her of U.S. citizenship. She has responded to President Donald Trump, who called her a threat to humanity, which is true, especially if she's walking nearby on a fault line. You're liable to experience a massive earthquake. I have predicted earlier this week that Yellowstone will explode, especially if Rosie O'Donnell sets foot anywhere within 100 miles of the area, and said that he is giving serious consideration to revoking her U.S. citizenship on Saturday. Let's watch this clip.
And what a horror story in Texas. The flash floods in Texas, the Guadalupe River. 51 missing, 51 dead, more missing. Children at a camp. And you know, when the president guts all of the early warning systems and the weathering forecast abilities of the government, these are the results that we're going to start to see on a daily basis, because he's put this country in so much danger by his horrible, horrible decisions and this ridiculously immoral bill that he just signed into law. As Republicans cheered, people will die as a result, and they've started already. Shame on him. Shame on every GOP sycophant who's listening and following the disastrous decisions of this mentally incapacitated POTUS.
And it's so funny to see Rosie O'Donnell coming out and talking about mentally incapacitated presidents of the United States, because we actually do explicitly know that Joe Biden was mentally incapacitated, literally, quite clinically, the entirety of his presidency and before. We've seen it from leaks between Hunter Biden and others in his text messages, where he's admitted that his dad has been diagnosed with dementia or some form thereof. We've seen it recently with the fact that his doctor would refuse to testify before a court, given the fact that it violates confidentiality between a doctor and a patient. And we've seen it basically by the fact that every time we see Joe Biden in public, speaking or otherwise, he is drooling, lost, limping, falling, or collapsing, or just gazing in bewilderment at pretty lights and pretty things on some stage as he pretends to be celebrating. It's unbelievable the extent to which we have this Trump derangement syndrome. He's certainly no hero. He's proven that this week, but he is not the reason for all ails. He is not the reason for the weather being the weather. Meanwhile, Sonny Hostin in The View, clip 43 here in a moment, says ICE deserves coming reckoning as agents are being attacked by violent leftists. Consider this your regular reminder that The View is the biggest garbage fire on television. Clip 43, let's watch.
The way that I think if you're somebody who's really disturbed by things like alligator Alcatraz and feels like the targeting of certain migrants is making you really uncomfortable, call your lawmaker, because what I am seeing is an uptick in rhetoric against CBP and ICE enforcers who are dealing with this problem because they're being told by the president of the United States that they have to. And then this past week, there was a very dangerous attack on CBP officials in McAllen, Texas. Several people were injured. The perpetrator was actually neutralized, but that's also something we don't want to see, is an uptick in violence against law enforcement who are doing their jobs. So if you have a problem with this, talk to your lawmaker. Right. That's the place to be.
If they would do their jobs the way that I think they should be doing their jobs, which is unmasked without disappearing people from the streets, I don't think that the public would feel as endangered. Because if someone approaches my loved one who's undocumented with a mask, how do I know that they're actual law enforcement? Yeah. How do I know that they work for ICE? So that's one thing I'll say.
There's actually people who have impersonated ICE officers.
But do they show an ID?
They don't show IDs. No. They're not dressed appropriately. They're not flagged. And they're masked. And so in my world, if you mask yourself because you don't want to be seen, because you don't want to be seen, because there will be a reckoning for some of the actions that law enforcement have done. But I'll also say this, I don't want to hear anything ever in this country again about not being able to house people, not being able to no affordable housing, because they put this thing
obviously
up.
This is just calling for more and more violence against ICE agents. The reason they have to wear masks is because a lot of the people that they're deporting are associated with the cartel, and they don't want the cartel targeting their families. Are you stupid? Oh yeah, of course, you're a host on The View, which means you have to have an IQ of room temperature in order to get the job to begin with. In fact, I think it should be called something completely different than The View. Maybe just The Retards. They should just call it The Retards, and they could change everything to like a Forrest Gump type theme where they're pretending like they're, you know, pro-Americana and there's something heroic going on about them. But they're all abundantly stupid, have been, and apparently will always be. I mean, women have been raped because people have impersonated ICE agents. Yeah, women have been raped because people have been allowed in this country illegally too, you mother-loving retard. I just, at this point in time, I am so impatient with the lack of competence or intelligence in basically every facet of my life, from driving down the road to the highest levels of our government to the lowest levels of our government, that I'm thinking it's time that we just need to start slapping people. I'm not calling for violence. What'd you say, Derek? The spew? Yes, that's what they should call it. They should call it The Spew instead of The View, because all they do is spew bullcrap after bullcrap after bullcrap. And speaking of spewing, here's a much watch. I'm going to show clip 25 here in a second. Tom Homan brutally roasts anti-ICE heckler during TPUSA speech. I guarantee you this guy sits down to pee. This is hilarious. Watch.
We left thousands of empty ICE beds at $127 a night, empty, thousands of them. They released them to NGOs at $500 a night. Why did they do that? Because they knew if they're in ICE detention, they get a hearing within 40 days, 90% lose their case, they get sent home. That is not what they wanted. They're playing the long game. Let's release them in the community. Wait 3 or 5 years. Pardon me?
Are you an MS-13 member?
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. I, I got a question. No. I got a question for you. Why don't you come up here and hand me that picture? Bring it. USA! USA! You say you got morons like this all over the country. This guy wouldn't always like to serve his nation. This guy ain't got the balls to be an ICE officer. He hasn't got the balls to be a Border Patrol agent. This guy lives in his mother's basement. The only thing that surprised me, you don't have purple hair and a nose ring. Get out of here, you loser.
Absolutely hysterical. And this isn't the only instance. I'm going to show clip 10 here in a second. Watch, bro, shut up. Please stop talking. Send applications to Kamala Harris. Jake Paul gives hilarious response when reporter asks a stupid question about sexualization of women with ring girls instead of ring boys. Let's watch clip 10.
Okay, I have one last question, and it has to do with the projection of women in boxing, and like you guys have invested in women's boxing. And I've talked to a couple of people around during this week, and the issue or the theme about the ring girls in an all-female fighting card. And the
ring boys?
Sexualization of women.
Do you want ring boys?
Well, a couple of people have said that why don't have boys or none of any of them at all. I just want to bring the attention to the conversation of it. Talking.
Next
Thank
question,
you.
Please. Just another question. Kevin Garcia, the Puerto Rican KKG.
Jay, if anybody wants to submit an application to be a ring boy to MVP, send it to that young man.
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. The whole thing. The whole civilization seems to be collapsing right before our eyes. Let's go to some callers. Adam in Canada, you're the first to call. You're the first on the air. Adam in Canada, what is on your mind this evening?
Yeah, hi. How's it going? Just welcome from Communist Canada.
It's going well. Thanks for calling.
The frozen wasteland up here with our out-of-control, psychotic, baby and Satanist government committing a self-genocide against people. We got nothing going on up here over the vaccines, and you guys, the FDA just passed that, you know, health, the heart warning on it. There's crickets up here, and they just elect some health minister who's a chemist who's got no health background. She's like 400 pounds and wasn't even born here. So actually what I wanted to bring up, though, was the whole Epstein thing. It's a different narrative. I'm not saying this is true, but just to war game it, looking at it from a different position, Trump for sure must have known that what he's doing right now would create this Streisand effect. You know what I mean? He's not.
Yeah, here's the deal. He didn't know what was in those files when he signed the executive order to release them.
Right.
And they came to him and they're like, oh, it implicates it. I would have known that it was this bad. I never would have released him. And everything else is just covering up, blaming on the Democrats.
That's what they're saying. That's the narrative that he's covering for Israel. But what about the fact that there's all levels of people pushing back against this thing? And
I think I just lost you. It sounds like you dropped your phone. Let's go to Barton, Georgia. Barton, Georgia, what is on your mind, sir? Barton, Georgia.
Well, first of all, the View changed their name to Can't Understand Normal Thinkers. Anyway, as the Epstein files, and you touched on it just a few minutes ago, this has got to be damaging to Israel. And I think Trump's covering up for them. What do you think, Chase?
Yeah. I think that's exactly it. I think it has everything to do with Israel, and Trump has decided that peace in the Middle East is worth covering up for this massive pedophile. But unless you solve the problem at a systemic level, this is all just going to happen again. And so I'm very disappointed to see this from the Trump administration this week. I'm not ready to totally withdraw my support for Trump because obviously he's better than Kamala Harris, and he did liberate the January Sixers, but I'm not an enthusiastic fan like I was just 10 days ago. Let's go to Sean in North Carolina. Sean, what's on your mind in North Carolina?
Hey, Chase. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to bring up two points, things I've been thinking about, and kind of hear what your thoughts are. First, I'm a little concerned about a lot of this denaturalization stuff that I've been hearing about.
Yeah.
You know, you know, I just don't really know if I can support that. And I'm an American citizen, but I have friends who are naturalized, and I just don't think it's fair to a bunch of people who come to this country the right way, and all of a sudden the president.
I think that if you're a citizen of the United States, no matter what way or shape or form you're a citizen, you shouldn't be able to lose your citizenship unless you commit treason.
Yeah, and that's really worrisome to me. And I don't know if the president's hearing this or where it's really coming from. But I really think he's going to lose a lot of support from a lot of.
He's not actually going to try to do it. I think he's just talking trash. It's inappropriate, but it's not going to happen.
Well, like I said, I know a lot of people who are naturalized who voted for him, and we want the Republicans to win. We won because of these people.
Yep.
But anyway, I appreciate your support with that. The next point, I'm very worried about this alligator Alcatraz facility, just this one facility as an example. When Biden was president, we heard a lot about how they're going to make these FEMA re-education camps and whatnot. Thankfully, that didn't really come to fruition. But all of a sudden, President Trump wants to construct these facilities as detention facilities and eventually, deportation facilities. Well, what do we do when all the illegals are gone? And, I think it's very reasonable to have this concern because I don't think there's any provision in the Big Beautiful Bill that kind of stop this from becoming, let's say, a Patriot Act type of bill or type of law where these facilities would not be able to function as FEMA re-education camps.
Yeah, if you want to talk about FEMA re-education camps, just talk about public school system in every state throughout the entire country. They're already raising our children from the age of 5 to the age of, 19.
I know, but, we're building these facilities, and this was a major concern that a lot of people had under Biden, and now because it's Donald Trump, we have this expectation that everything's going to work out, and he's not going to harm us. But even with the Epstein thing, we can kind of see that there's a second kind of hidden hand at play, and I just want to be more cautious than blindly support everything that he wants to do. I would
obviously
say.
If we learn anything this week, it should be that we should be cautious about everything that any administration does ever, no matter how much we love them. Good call. Undergotten in Massachusetts. We want to talk about the Doppler radar. You're live on the air.
Hi, Chase. I've been posting these radar time lapses of all the Doppler radar data from NOAA and IEM since February about. And I've discovered a grid system that they're using together. It's kind of new information on the whole radar base fiasco, moving clouds around.
So what are the implications?
If you check out the video section of my X account is at Undergotten, you can see basically clouds just lining up along straight lines from California to Massachusetts and, as far as Canada to Mexico.
Yeah. So you think it's just weather modification or is it just a natural phenomenon?
No, it's weather modification.
And what's the purpose of it? To cause disasters, or are they trying to create rain?
This is just creating a microwave wall in the sky that the cloud, the wind just sort of bounces off of it and then guides along it. And if you check out these time lapses, you can see it. And it's pretty,
Wow, I'll take a look at that. Thank you for calling in and letting us know. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Washington State. Jim in Washington State, what is on your mind this evening?
How's it going, Chase? It's Tim. But I just want to remind everybody that we got tricked. We got had. They're pulling the fluoride. They're putting the fluoride back in the water. There's no reason. It's actually more costly to put fluoride in the water because of all the damage it does. So they know that we're waking up. They're trying to put us back to sleep. We need to be more loud. We need to wake up. And I need Alex Jones and anybody with huevos to go bullhorn Trump immediately and stage protests. This is our momentum is getting sucked away. We're never going to have this opportunity again. It's twilight for the freedom movement if we don't.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. We got to hold these people accountable. I want to show a clip here. This is Greg Gutfeld. The modern Democrat picks the wrong side in every contest. Imagine watching Jaws and rooting for the shark. I'm going to show this clip and then unpack it before we go to break. It kind of ties into what we've been talking about. Let's watch.
Oh,
come on. You know, these are just like hardworking people, probably honor students. They probably do a lot of volunteer work. Imagine watching Jaws and rooting for the shark. Imagine watching Night of the Living Dead and rooting for the zombies. Imagine watching Fox and Friends and rooting for Kilmeade. For some reason, the modern Democrat, the modern progressive, picks the wrong side in every contest. And then they hide behind this shield of false compassion so that they can claim that they're on the right side. We're just protecting the juveniles. No, you're embracing child labor. That's what Gavin Newsom just did. Just like they embraced, you know, a wife beater, the Maryland dad, gang members. Oh, they're not really there. The twisted men invading women's safe spaces. Oh, no. They're an oppressed group. When you play that montage of all those losers, just remember, do not get your news or your polls from them because they don't mean a thing. What? You can claim they're devastating. You can claim the polls say doesn't mean anything because it's not credible. It is not credible. And I'll tell you why. The legacy media claimed migrant gangs taking over apartments in Aurora, Colorado didn't happen. Now they had to walk it back. The Times had did a whole piece on how, my God, Trendero Agua was in these apartment buildings and they were terrorizing downtown Aurora. Of course, there's the myth building of the Maryland dad, right? Oh, no. Oh, he's such an innocent man. And you find that he's a wife beater. He's a human trafficker. Then do not forget the accusations of border agents that they were whipping Haitians. What happened to that story? Never got an apology for that. So this will always play out in the same way. You enforce the law. They pretend to care. But they always choose the side that is breaking the law because they see the system as oppressed. That is the filter that they use in every case. The party, the Democratic Party, you were mentioning, you know, are they going to change? Can they change? No. They're like a therapy patient who claims they want to change, who claims they want to get better, as long as they can still do meth. So they assume, yeah, I could solve all my problems, but without addressing the source of the problems. In this case, their meth is this identity that they've culled from being, I would say, from the campuses, that everything that works in America has to be part of an oppressive system that needs to be dismantled, whether it's law enforcement or the border, whatever you want.
Kennedy, hey. I saved the best for last for you.
Well, Kate, there you have it, folks. There are good things that this administration is doing. They have been good about stopping the bleeding at the border. They were great at commuting or pardoning all the J6 prisoners. This Epstein thing has just been a real dark veil over the administration, really kind of shattering the notion of a golden age, coupled with some of the questionable things about the big, beautiful bill. I know they removed the AI moratorium, but if you look at what the AI moratorium was, it was probably one of the only good things about the bill, actually. Because now California can just totally control all the policies around the development of artificial intelligence and states can regulate and all the AI is going to be developed in California. So now we're at the behest of Gavin Newsom and our arms race against China, the CCP, which of course owns California. So here we go, folks. But there is hope for humanity as long as there is InfoWars. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and support us any way that you can. If you sign up as a VIP, you spend $30 a month, you get $40 in store credit. It's a no-brainer and you can cancel anytime. It's not an expense, it's an investment, not just in your own health, mind and body, and your own apparel because of the amazing products that we sell, highest quality at the best price, but it's an investment in our species itself, which is under relentless attack. Some weeks are better than others. Sometimes we feel disheartened, sometimes encouraged. Give us a reason at InfoWars to be encouraged. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and stay tuned for more of your calls on the other side of this very short break. When it comes to supplements, I am somebody that's like a same way that I am with a Mac user. I'm incredible at using a computer. I have no idea how it works. And I understand the effects and benefits of supplements. I use them, but I have no idea how they work. So like with methylene blue, for example, I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation. My wife has chronic pain in her lower back because she's been a ballet instructor for many years. And when she takes it, it goes away for 48 hours. What is actually the science behind why this substance is so powerful?
Your wife, she has kind of unexplained, chronic, mild to moderate lower back pain, right? Yeah. There's no injury there. There's no systemic problem. It just, it aches, it hurts, right?
Right.
So our cells have something called the Hayflick limit, right? So your cells, of course, your life, they divide again and again and again. And around like 48 divisions or something is the number, around 48 divisions. It's not that you become like a Cronenberg monster and you start getting like cancerous tumors all over you, but we as humans, as we get older, we develop these things called senescent cells. Now, normally, if we didn't live in like a plastic and chemical infested hell pit, we would have a normal amount, and our improved lifestyle and modern living should be able to propel us to be like, we should all be 100 years old. But why are we all dying? Why is our life expectancy dropping? It's very simple. We live in an environment that's like 4 or 5 packs of cigarettes a day, on top of everything that everyone else is doing. We all drink out of plastic. We're all around all these carcinogens and whatnot. Everything in our environment is toxic. What something like methylene blue does is it is a very potent antioxidant to such a degree that it actually goes into the cell and takes the first oxidative stress agent that's produced, O2 superoxide, and turns it into water.
Really?
What it does, it's an alternate way for electrons to be given to the cell. So if you have cellular damage, like these senescent cells that have built up over time, and you have these mitochondrial energy pathways that just don't work anymore because the system is dysfunctional, the methylene blue can come in and do the broken job and actually heal something that was never thought to have been able to be healed.
Amazing. So that explains why it can help with things like aches and pains. Obviously, do your own research.
Do your own research. Plan. We're talking about like in vivo, in cellular studies. This is just what it does to the cell.
And is this the same mechanism that results in things like feeling like you have more energy and focus? Is it all as a result of this one thing that it does?
Definitely a part of it. They have other effects too on other receptors. For example, methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing methylene blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our methylene blue. Our methylene blue is incredible. I take it personally. I was taking methylene blue about like 2 months before this all happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, awesome. I want to come help with this because it's so cool.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
Yeah. I've noticed that it helps with focus, short-term memory, things like that. Have you noticed that it helps you get through the day, too?
Big time. I mean, when you're looking at energy, this is boosting your own innate processes and making them work like they should. This is a shockingly, statistically significant and effective metabolic compound that has been studied for almost 200 years. It's very powerful, very potent, and it's available. So you can get yours today.
Spear to the edge of tomorrow. Here's what happens next from your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is the Alex Jones Show. We have been taking your calls and will continue to do so for the remainder of this transmission. Let's go first to Devin in Georgia. Devin, you've been waiting the longest. What is on your mind?
How you doing? I think your views are very condescending, and the fact that you're still supporting Trump in 2025 when he supported an insurrection and got those people out of jail.
Well, Devin, I think that you're retarded and you have a lower than average IQ, and that's okay because half the population does have an IQ below 100, but you are definitely taking more from civilization than you're giving back. So I think you should consider repenting and then trying something else with your life than calling into the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday night when you could be working on self-improvement. Let's go to John in Florida. John, what is on your mind, sir? Next caller, please.
Chase, I want you to throw it in the hat to get Rodney Brown, Pastor Rodney Brown, back on the show and get a 30,000-mile view of what's going on with everything. Pastor Brown's a good pastor, and he knows a lot about what's going on, and he'd be interested to hear from Chase.
Okay. All right. I'm very open to that. Thank you so much for putting that in there. I appreciate that. Peter in California at the top. Peter in California, what's on your mind?
Hey,
Chase, I love you. I love everybody there, InfoWars, man. We're all in this together, man.
Love you,
and
too.
In the words of Victor Davis Hanson, are we done admiring the problem? And this speaks to me so much in the fact of that every time the narrative changed, we're like Wimbledon tennis. We're just watching this match go back and forth, man. And I remember, I don't know if it was you, but you had a guy, Pettimon. And my proposition is, Chase, are we actually a participation in this constitutional republic, or is that just a sham that we continue to believe in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And when I think about root cause, I think about the fact that every day I get up in the mirror, and oh, but just by the way, Chase, I open my cupboard, and I'm looking at Bodies, Alpha Power, Krill Oil, BioTrue Selenium, Bodies, Lung Cleanse, OxyPower, Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, and Methylene Blue. And brother, that stuff doesn't work. But I still take it, and I still support you guys.
Well, that sort of lights me up like a Christmas tree, man. Maybe just take a double dose.
I don't know what's happening. Maybe I should be happy because I don't have mitochondrial damage. But
yeah,
you know what?
You might be all cleaned out. Well, I tell you what. Send me a direct message on X, and I'll send you a free bottle of the power plant and see if that sets you right, because this stuff really works for me, man.
Chase, are we actually unindicted co-conspirators in this whole mess?
Yeah, because we pay taxes. We pay taxes, man. Yeah. Every time the government commits a crime against humanity, it's funded by us, and we voluntarily pay taxes.
Chase, please. I mean, in the future, we got to have a dialogue about whether we are actually participants, and can we withdraw our consent?
Yeah.
I mean, we can do this without violence. We can just basically say, you know what? You guys want to play stupid games, you guys go play stupid games, but we're going to raise our families, we're going to support our communities, and we're going to build the future that we want.
If you find a way to do that peacefully, Peter, let me know, because I'm all in. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Nobody in Pennsylvania, nobody, what's on your mind? Not much, apparently. All right, let's go to Eugene in Pennsylvania. Eugene in PA, what is on your mind?
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Eugene in Pennsylvania. So I wanted, first of all, thank you and Alex and the entire crew for informing the public about the truth. And so the globalist puppet government of Bulgaria is currently trying to make Bulgaria join the Eurozone. That means to adopt the euro and get rid of the national currency, which will lead to loss of financial sovereignty, becoming financially enslaved like Greece and Ireland. And there have been massive protests in the last several months, and the mainstream media in Bulgaria and many of the mainstream media abroad have been refusing to cover those protests. And also there was a petition which by law should have triggered a referendum about the issue. But the government the government and the parliament.
Hey, man, we know what it's like to petition the government. We petitioned King George countless times before we finally had to have a revolution against him. I hope Bulgaria pulls out of this globalist trash. I hope the United States pulls out of this globalist trash. But we'll see what happens with the remainder of the Trump administration. Dennis in Kentucky. Dennis, what's on your mind?
How's it going, brother? It's good to hear from you. Shout out to the Alex Jones store. Please, if you want to be the best human you can be, the supplements are second to none.
Yeah. Amen.
If we got to talk about something for real, is that they want to keep the public at a goldfish mentality level. Everybody knows about what's going on as far as Jeffrey Epstein. Everybody knows about NXIVM. Everybody knows about these hidden truths about trafficking. Okay, let's not be stupid. If someone tells you that this did not exist, they're clearly lying to you. They want you to be a subservient person to something that is going on. So just you don't need to worry about what that's going on, what this is going on. But look at how many people are getting arrested. Look how many people are being charged with these same man acts and trafficking. But yet again, what's being covered? What's being covered? Who is the person ahead of all of this? James Comey's daughter. Okay, let's not be stupid. You need to start contacting your city officials, your public officials. Voice your opinion.
The one thing they're counting on is you saying nothing. That's your silent acquiescence.
Amen.
To saying that.
Amen. And we have to keep pushing on this Epstein thing, because no matter how much Trump or the administration wants to make it into a nothing burger, the Ben Shapiro's or the Mark Levin's making claims that nobody cares about it, we know that the people care about this issue, and we have to apply the pressure because we have found the weakness. The weakness is Epstein. And it's a symbol of all of our deepest problems at the deepest level with corruption in the United States of America, this shadowy deep state government violating the rights of human beings, children, abusing children for the sake of intelligence operations, for the sake of national security, and then they cover it up and then they want us to move on as they shout, nothing to see here, but we do care. Let's watch this clip. Nick Sorter posted this amazing clip. Holy crap, Megyn Kelly's on TV lambasting Pam Bondi. Let's watch.
Tuesday.
Nothing's going on. Has anyone been on X in the past hour?
They're happy. That's why you know they haven't been on social media.
We'll update you.
Why don't you update them, Megan?
Well, this is the first big scandal, I'd say, of the Trump administration that's on Team Rational. It's not a fake media scandal like the left tries to create for President Trump every other day. It's one of the right's own making, and it's not going well. And it has to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. But let me just ask you. Make some noise if you care about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal.
Raise your hand if it matters a lot to you. Raise your hand. So every hand of 7,000 people.
Everybody cares.
I think a lot. I said a lot. Every hand.
Here's what I think is happening. I don't think President Trump is focused on this. He's focused on a lot of other things which are going great, and he needs to be focused on those other things. Jeffrey Epstein's not the most important thing on his agenda by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, he's crushing it on the tariffs, foreign policy, just got nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. If not Trump, then who? Honestly. Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize after 9 months in office. He had done nothing, nothing. He gave a nice speech about Muslims, and they gave it to him. So President Trump should be getting the Nobel Peace Prize, and there's all sorts of things he's focused on. I just don't think this has captured his attention quite yet. But it needs to, because it's starting to create a real hornet's nest within the administration. And I've got to be honest, I blame Pam Bondi. I'll tell you why, okay? I have nothing, yes, incompetence, yes. I have nothing against Pam Bondi as a human being. I was fine with her nomination and her confirmation, and she's been loyal to the president. And I get that President Trump needs a loyal Attorney General. Look what happened with Sessions. The first time he went away, and then the next thing you know, we had the Mueller investigation, and it was a nightmare. But there are a lot of other people who can be loyal and competent in that job. Here, she is the reason that things are unraveling around this story right now that virtually all of the Republican Party cares deeply about. It's also true that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel had questions about Epstein before they took office, okay, before they went into the FBI. But once they joined the FBI, they said nothing. They've kept their mouths shut about Epstein. You have not seen them, except for one joint appearance with Dan and Cash on Fox, running all over the media looking for attention on this, yes, clickbaity story. Who have you seen? Pam Bondi. She has never missed an opportunity to go on television and dangle sweet nothings that might be coming your way. Try to lead you to believe that she's got it. It's on her desk. It's coming tomorrow. You're going to see something on Epstein. And it was a tease. So you either believe that Pam Bondi was telling the truth then, or that she's telling the truth now. But both cannot be true. She was either lying when she went on Fox News all those times, saying, I've got it, I've got it, we're looking at it, wait until you see it, it's horrible. Or she's lying in her two-page memo that they released on a Sunday night at the tail end of a holiday weekend to Axios, as if Axios is where we all go for our news. Hell no. She went to someone she knew would not kick the tires on the story, and without signing the memo, dropped it in the dead of night and said, that's it, take the crumbs and be happy. Refused to come out and give a presser, come out to the and give a press conference, stand there for 6 hours to the point where people are dying of boredom. They've asked all their questions. That's how you put a scandal to rest. But she wouldn't even sign her name to it. And I'm telling you, I have dollars to donuts. It's gonna come out that there was internal consternation over that memo and whose name did and did not go on it, and who it was and was not behind it. And so now you have a situation where her words on the record on Fox News are diametrically opposed to what she put in this memo. She's embarrassed the president. She's embarrassed herself. And Dan and Cash To the extent they've had to sign off on that, let's understand the FBI is controlled by the DOJ. The FBI is subservient to DOJ. She's their boss. That they're in this position where the only comments they've made on the record as administration officials have been, we don't think he killed himself, and we don't think he got murdered. We think he did kill himself.
You guys get it, folks? We've looked at the tape. That's why we have to keep applying pressure. I mean, this is the most important issue as far as I'm concerned in American policy right now. That we get to the bottom of what the hell's going on, because if Trump doesn't solve these deep state issues, no one's ever going to. In fact, I think it's existential, not just to America, but to humanity, that we get to the bottom of these issues over the course of the next 3.5 years. And if we fail to do it with this administration, it's never going to happen. Joe in USA. Joe in USA, you're live on the air, sir. What is on your mind?
Hey, Chase.
Hey, man.
So, yeah, the reason I totally dropped my support for Trump was back in the 80s when he was involved in Atlantic City casinos and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
He did some bad banking, I guess, or something, and like half the casinos were shut down and boarded up, including his casinos. And then years later, he ran for president, and I reluctantly voted for him the first time. And then COVID hit, and I had to go down to Atlantic City again for something else over like a two-month period of time. And it hit me that the scene I was looking at driving into Atlantic City was the same as it was when he was heavily involved in Atlantic City in the past, except it was more devastating, and except it was like a small microcosm of the whole country.
So you think that he's single-handedly responsible for Atlantic City being in the state that it's in?
I'm not really saying that, but all I know is he was a big player in it, and as soon as he got involved in it, and so he talks about the golden age and everything, it was just a weird reality because it was like half Atlantic City was shut down when he got heavily involved in it. And then when he became president and had all that power, I had to get down Atlantic City for something, like daily, and it was like tumbleweeds. And it hit me that whenever he's in full control of something, I don't know what people try to like gloss him over as, but for me it was a harsh reality. And so when you see this country and you wonder why money's being sent to Ukraine and not here, and the country's in shambles, trust me, Trump has a track record of complete failure when he's involved at high levels of certain things.
You know, Joe, I don't really agree with you, but I want to use you as an example, because that's a perfectly good example of a reason not to support Trump. I don't agree with it, but it's not because you have some emotional weakness or some weird problem with him that's totally misdirected. I mean, you're looking at a city that he was involved in, and you're looking at some of his business dealings. I get it. That's reasonable.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I appreciate that. I don't agree with it, because I think he's been successful overall. You know, I think he was really successful other than with COVID during his first term. I think he's done a lot of things that are incredible this term. Obviously, the guy's been successful throughout his career, similar to Elon Musk. But hey, man, fair enough. If you feel that way about him based on that, I'm not going to break your balls over that, Joe.
And I'm glad. And what about Roger Waters? Is the Trump administration going to step up for Roger Waters?
Roger Waters, the singer from Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
What happened?
So he's being...
Did he get kicked out again?
No, they're setting him up for like 15 years in prison because he's founded some group that was like pro-Palestine survivor.
Yeah.
Like to try to help out Palestinian survivors.
And they're calling it a terrorist group?
Now they're trying to arraign him and say that he could face up to 15 years in prison for founding this group or something like that.
The group probably inadvertently funded terrorism or something, and they're trying to pin it on him. They should just leave the guy alone. Joe, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Idaho. Chris in Idaho at the bottom of the list. Chris in Idaho, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I think Andrew Tate probably had the best take on it. I don't know if his head's like going down the final right path, but when he's talking about, I think he's talking to PBD, and he's talking about the two different groups, about the voters and the elites.
Yeah.
And we all kind of agree that the elites are on this list of Epstein. Well, the reason I would probably drop the Epstein thing, if Trump keeps going, I'll totally support Trump, is if I continue to see this, the most recent treasury auction, which we all know, like foreign investors are starting to drop our dollar.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest direct buyers, so individual buyers for their own portfolio, just hit a record high. And I believe it was on that same day when Trump said to drop the Epstein list. So if he's getting these billionaires, you know, and holding all this stuff over his head and, like, false threatening before, like, we're going to drop your name, we're going to drop your name, you better buy our loan, you know, I can totally see that as part of his strategy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's move on to...
And they did hit a record high.
Texas Skeptic in Texas. Texas Skeptic in Texas, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about all the State Department firings that are happening.
Okay, go on. Talk about it.
It reminds me of what Alex used to say, that once these people get installed, they get rid of the ones that help them get installed first. And so I think a lot of these people, and I don't know, this is me speculating with the whole picture. You have Pam Bondi, who used to be the AG of Florida. Now she's covering up. She covered up Epstein when she was in Florida. Now she's covering up Epstein again. And with Trump coming out and saying we need to forget about it, I just really think he's a part of this whole system. And then you think about the dates. Like Trump declared a national emergency with COVID on Friday the 13th. And then again on Friday the 13th is when he bombed Iran. I don't think that's coincidental. I think he's a part of this underhanded, whoever they are, whether they're Frankist or if it's just the Israelis and the Mossad, it's all interconnected. And I don't think, like, I know Alex says, well, Trump's doing good things, good things. I think those good things that Alex is suggesting to or referring to are just part of keeping MAGA on the hook, like a fish on the hook. Just a little bit of good while they're still implementing.
Well, the J6 pardons were really good. I mean, that was just really good.
Well, J6 pardons were good, and I was at J6, and Trump, I think, was part of setting us up. And I think
I don't think he set anybody up. I mean, obviously the thing was rowdy, but
he said he was going to march with us. He did not march with us.
Yeah, because he saw that it was getting way out of hand.
There was flashes on all the screens that were saying fight, 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 and all this stuff.
Oh, like, please, I think, man. He didn't set
there.
You up. I know you were there, but that was like one of the worst things that ever happened to Trump. Why would he set you up for something that almost totally annihilated him politically?
Because they needed Biden there. They needed Biden there. And all that did was encourage the base to get behind Trump. I'm saying he's the Trojan horse. Man. And Jeffrey Epstein is the keystone, like Isaac Caffey said. He is the keystone to the entire matrix. Jeffrey Epstein was...
certainly the keystone. I agree with that 100%. I agree that he is the metaphor, the symbol of all that is wrong in American politics and, frankly, global politics. And if we can't solve the Epstein problem, then we can't solve any of our other problems in a sustainable, meaningful way. 100%.
Candace Owens, if I can, one more thing. Yeah. Candace Owens said Trump called her and told her to just brush off the Bridget Macron, please.
No,
help me,
a Trump staffer called her. Said that.
Well, no, she said... called her.
Are you
rewatch
sure?
Rewatch her whole... Yeah, I'm positive. She said Trump called her after the staffer. She got another call, and it was Donald Trump telling her to let this thing go.
Listen, Candace, just let it go. I tell you what, Brigitte is definitely a man.
Just let it go. I'm in with Jeffrey Epstein. He was my good friend.
All right, we've got time for one or two more callers. Texas Skeptic, I love that you called. Call again anytime. Al Killer in Virginia. Al Killer, you're on the air.
Hey, so I will say this. I think if Trump was actually a participant with Epstein, they would have released that already.
100%, and he never would have signed the executive order to release the documents.
Right. So, and I think they could have had a control arrest, or, you know, they would have been able to sanitize it where nobody else was affected had he been in it. I will say this, though. What people are not paying attention to, we had Ukraine with that surprise attack and then Israel with the surprise attack into Iran. Both times while we're supposedly negotiating deals.
Yeah.
No country can take us serious at that. Who would want to do business with you at that point? And something happened. Look, I'm from the Northeast. I grew up with Jewish people. I understand. I'm not for censoring people on campus. But I understand when people are saying there's anti-Semitism, because really what it is, like the Hamas protest, it's just bullying the Jewish people because they know they outnumber them. But something happened with Netanyahu. I've never seen a president, and like I don't care. I never was somebody that cared about Israel. I just cared about my country. But something happened with Netanyahu and the way he's being treated like the last couple of weeks, where it's like we're completely deferential to this guy. I've never seen it before. It's basically we're treating him the same way that Trump was being treated by NATO. And I there's just something not right, and it seems something with that big beautiful bill. There were some deals that that happened to get cut. That's why we're back to funding Ukraine again, because this is stuff that Trump could stop on the dime. And what's going on? It just does not make any sense whatsoever.
I'm with you, man. It's a debacle, to say the least, and we have to get to the bottom of it. I appreciate your call and your insights. Very good call there. Jason in Tennessee, we have time for about one more minute. Jason, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Jason.
Yes, sir.
You was talking about The View earlier, a good name for it. I call it the hen house. Sounds like a bunch of hens cackling all the time.
Yeah.
But was talking about the Epstein files and I've kind of put those on the back burner because I heard Trump talking about maybe developing some of the oceanfront property on the Gaza Strip and Jerry Kushner.
Uh-huh.
And that's got me kind of worried, you know. And he took some of the money from Israel.
Look, the real thing that's going on with Israel, it's all about national security. It's all about competitive trade routes and protecting the dollar as the global reserve currency. And yes, there might be kickback for our politicians or our leaders or politicians and leaders in the region as well. That's part of it. But really, it's about major national security interests. This is something the CIA has really been pushing for. The NSA has really been pushing for basically since the onset of the wars beginning in 2001. That's what the real incentive is and the motive is behind this. And that's what the real incentive and the motive is behind these blackmail operations, these sex trafficking operations, where I believe that the Mossad operated on behalf of CIA in order to get Jeffrey Epstein to blackmail our political class so there could be an indirect line between the CIA and the politicians. You could never trace the paper trail back to CIA for committing these massive crimes against humanity. This is the level of the evil that we're dealing with. And folks, we're coming up on a break in about 1 minute and 20 seconds. I'm going to go back to Devin in Georgia on the other side of this break after he hears this report from Alex Jones. So please, Devin, stay on hold. We will go back to you and give you another chance to say what you got to say. In the meantime, please go to thealexjonesstore.com. And ensure that you can keep us on the air. We've got these two incredible new products. We've got Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Combined together, I call them Power Drive because they make you feel absolutely incredible. Lit up like a Christmas tree, plugged directly into the nuclear reactor, and not because you're getting radiated, but because you are radiating and glowing with energy. It's so incredible, this plant-based energy for your body's energy, your mind. They act as nootropics, but as well, they're great for your hormone balance as well, and they're formulated by Rex Jones, who's like a savant when it comes to formulating these things. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, get Methyl Drive and Power Plant, the Power Drive combo that I call it, and do so while keeping InfoWars on the air, keeping Alex Jones on the air, this crew operational, these other hosts operational. Every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the new world order globalist satanic cabal. So stay with us for more news on the other side.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. and so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go shine on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action now. The best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.